Chapter 17, A Secret Never Revealed. Later that evening, Perronel was still waiting at the gatehouse for Marion. He thought that she should have arrived by now, but there was still no sign of her. He was getting tired, cold and hungry. Rion and Gusselin were getting on Perronel's nerves with their constant, pointless chatter. Oh, how he wished he could strangle them just to shut them up. He turned and decided to go home. He was heartbroken that Marion never showed up. He thought that Marion must not like him. He felt upset and sadly dragged himself to his house. There was nothing left for him in Kingdom. There was no reason to stay. He would leave the island and start again elsewhere. As midnight arrived, Brenier slowly approached Jasmine's monument. He held an unlit torch in his left hand and had placed his travelling bag over his right shoulder. He paused and listened to the sounds of the land. There was the occasional sound of a nightbird calling out into the darkness, but no other sound. Kingdom was sleeping. Brenius placed his unlit torch next to a flickering torch at the side of the monument, then quickly moved down the path and turned right towards a small cave entrance. He stood silently, with his back against a tree. He could hear his heart beating quickly. He took a deep breath, knelt down, and began to crawl forward. It was a tight, narrow space that he struggled to move through. Awkwardly, he used his elbows to pull himself forward. After about half an hour of shuffling uncomfortably on his front, the passageway gradually opened wider to reveal the Kingdom Mine. Brenius attempted to stand up, but realised his legs were dead. He slapped his legs until they woke up and was able to stand in the mine. He brushed himself down, getting rid of all the dust, before coughing. He shook his hair and ruffled it to remove the debris in it. Brenius held his torch high and observed his surroundings. He noticed three openings dug into the rock. He chose the opening that headed towards the village green and cautiously edged forward. As he crept closer towards the pit, he noticed something on the passageway floor. He stopped and put his torch closer to the item. He picked it up and stared at it. It was a piece of ruby-red material. Brenius thought that this was strange. He wondered how this material had got here before continuing further along the passage. The acrid smell he had breathed in earlier in the day had returned. It became stronger and stronger as he moved forward. Anxiously, the smell was almost unbearable. Brenius covered his nose with his sleeve, but the smell still penetrated through the sleeve and brought tears to his eyes. Without warning, the passageway bent to the left, and Brenius saw two bulging red eyes staring straight at him. He heard a roar. There was a quick flash of red, then nothing more.